leaving on vacation that morning or a special weekend were coming up, chances are they'd get up feeling great. Nearly every time I've started something of some size and risk, I've had people tell me not to try. You'll just lose your shirt, they'd say. They had losing attitudes. I never gave it a thought, and you'll find that typical of people who get things done. They may proceed with great caution and care and go to great lengths to avoid making any unnecessary mistakes. But they fully intend to win, and when they do, with an attitude of failure, we're whipped before we start. Successful people come in all ages, shapes, sizes, and colors. But they all have one thing in common, a winning attitude. I ran across a quotation by Norman Cousins I thought you'd find interesting. He said, "The prime fallacy of pessimism is that no one knows enough to be a pessimist." I'm sure a pessimist would counter with the remark that if that's true, no one knows enough to be an optimist, but this would not change the truth of the former thought. The prime fallacy of pessimism is that no one knows enough to be a pessimist. And regardless of whether this is also true of the optimist, we do know that over the long haul, we tend to get what we expect from life. Because we tend to get what we really expect from life, it makes a lot of sense to choose to be optimistic rather than pessimistic. How many times have you heard someone say, or perhaps have said yourself, "With my kind of luck, such and such is bound to happen."